De Boer. He got a bit of a rev up during the week. Comes in from 35 and puts through the opener. Triple M Harvey Norman scoreboard. 7.5 gone. Fremantle on the board. One straight to get the score. Knocked on there by Mundy. Timbane goes inside 50. He wants Ballantyne. Can't run onto it. Bunnell's after him. Ballantyne turns around. Centres the football for Maine. Chris Maine to kick from 40 metres out. Straight through the middle. Not a problem.
His hand pass goes over the top there. Thanks. Towards Cripps. He takes one bounce. Cripps on 50 towards the goals at the City End for the Eagles, and that's their first this afternoon. They've answered with one. Ballantyne is right in front of us. He goes inside 50 towards Clark. Can he get there and match the speed of the ball? The bounce is actually an assistance there for Clark. He's got players on if he goes. Clark goes for goal. And that's a terrific kick there to Clark. He had a couple of options, but he decided, no, boys, I'm going to go for it myself.
For McDonald's, Triple M rocks football on this Sunday afternoon. Handball backwards there from Gaff, and then the kick going forward there by Shepherd out in front of Selwood. Has to try and fend off Barlow. Does so. He gets a bit of freedom now. Handball over the top. Here's a chance for Jack Darley. Josh Kennedy from 50. Oh, how about that? What a finish from Josh Kennedy. Crowd gets up and about. I got off my chair as well.
But it's the Dockers through Duffield who go inside 50 towards the captain. Pav couldn't quite take the mark. Selling free is Ballantyne. Right foot kick at goal, Ballantyne. There's the reply for you. Thank you very much. And that was extremely quick in the space of 20 seconds.
Well, Hearn could be the man to take the mark. Here he does. Just out in front of big man Sandy and gained 200 this afternoon. The crowd wanting some movements. Move, they say, as Hearn kicks out towards Kennedy. Here's a chance for Hutchings. Fall of the ball. Hits the post.
There's my man. He could have kicked two goals. Hutchings. Well, Smokey.
Gets it onto Ballantyne. He sees the run of Super Pav. Runs onto the footy. Dribbles it along the ground as McKenzie just gets a tackle in time. Who's get back up onto their feet to get the football? Neither of them, because they then go and just dip and shoulder each other out towards the boundary line. Now a chance here for Barlow. Barlow right on the boundary. Kick it! Oh, brilliant! Michael Barlow! What a cracking goal for the Fremantle Dockers.
Out comes Duffield. His kick towards Neil. Does he do? He gets to stutter on the spot a little bit. Coming away now here was Barlow. He's tackled down by Nat Nui.
Nick Nat.
What a terrific piece of play there from Nick Nat. Comes straight in. And goes bang with his big arms.
He's done this sort of kick before numerous times. He won a game from here against North Melbourne. So slot it through, Nick Nat.
Minus score.
It does become a mental game and demoralises your own team when this sort of situation happens.
Nick Nat nearby, canning out of the football. Stock it off the ground. It is a goal. And it's a goal to your man, Marky Hutchings, I think. No, it's Cripps. Cripps gets the goal. Hallelujah, seven Eagles supporters. Just needs a settler. The Eagles need a settler. They need a confidence booster to get them within a point, Jack Darling. Snuck it in. Here come the Eagles. Rosa takes two bounces. He traipses along the wing, then kicks up towards the forward line. Josh Kennedy, is it? No, it is Josh Kennedy. Snaps around the corner. Top of the goal square. Oh, by his lights, and it dropped the mark. Tunbridge. He didn't pick up the ball, did he? He did a second time. Then he kicks the goal, and the Eagles are in front.
Pavlich, his kick goes further down the line looking for Pierce. The ball will bounce on the line, stays
lucky.
In play.
Oh,
coming through his spur, he dodges 1-2. Here comes Nat 5, takes one bounce, dodges round 1, left foot in front of the goals. And has got one back. Scores a level at Patterson Stadium with 10 played in the third quarter.
You reckon the Eagles don't like Ryan Crowley? You can hear it in the effects. But what's he doing with the kick? He puts it right through the middle, that's what he does.
I don't think anybody likes Ryan Crowley.
We'll poll later.
Except for his teammates.
That's right. There you go. I'm glad you clarified that. You're going to put him in?
I'll put him in. He's probably about 30 metres out on a bit of a rough angle.
Lock it in, folks.
He's pulling his pants up a little bit.
Lock it in, folks. Zach Clark.
The big boy.
He's been told it's going in. Oh, Glenn Wilson. Nostradamus. Well done. Zach Clark puts it through.
From 50 for Ballantyne. The little fella kicks on goal. Looking at that. The Dockers take the momentum. It's a three-quarter time with only 2 seconds left. So Clark, it will be to kick from about 20 metres out towards the City End.
Dagger.
V very small amount of goals kicked towards this end. Right foot kick on goal. That's a beauty.
That's a dagger.
This will gift him the Ross Glendening medal.
I hope Ross Glendening knows who Lockie Neal is.
Okay, well,
I don't think Ross gets
in
the vote.
Right foot kick. It's a good one for the Dockers.
Now they're home. Bunnell finds Schofield, then off to Selwood, over the top to Tunbridge. Kicks long inside the forward 50, doesn't have enough depth on the kick. Rosa, can he win the football? He does, and then he kicks the goal. So, a consolation for Matty Rosa. Critis, handball back to Selwood, 3 seconds on the clock. Siren about to go for the Dockers. And they take out Western Derby 39 by 19 points. 7-12-54 West Coast. 3-11-7-73. Dockers fans, enjoy the song. Clark finished with 3 goals this afternoon. Hayden Valentine had 2.